Ready, Donna?
There we go.
Let's call the meeting to order.
A second, Donna.
Okay, thank you. And Carrie Lynn, you have the minutes from last?
I do.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Last time we approved minutes for September, February, we talked about the Historical Society. Shauna talked about the Historical Society needs to be moved and would like to have our support. Having a meeting on the 15th at 3 p.m. at the Stratford Church to talk about options. Met Michelle S. from Alpine at the Hell meeting that would like to coordinate with us. Wrote a grant for the Bell Choir and received that okay. And one for the youth theater, working on one for the adult choir. Easter plans in the air, looking for, city's looking for a new event planner. City open house on May 14th. Art groups need to start scheduling with Shelley directly, and Shauna will let us know when it opens up for scheduling. Shauna had comp tickets at the Hale for Jersey Boys. Discussion items, director reports. Doug, general plan is being discussed the second Tuesday of each month. We'll keep us posted on details. TSO offered comp tickets for the next April 25th and 26th at Tiffin Otis High School, with Rachel Barton-Pine as a violinist to be featured. The Quilting Club next meeting on 21st, third Friday, about 20 people coming. Have volunteers to help carry heavy machines until ramp is back. Highland Choral Arts, Kathy, still working on TSO concert. Shauna helping with grant, rehearsals going well. Highland Children's Choir, rehearsals going great. Youth Theater, Jordana, I don't have anything for that. Kelly, we'll check on cookie donations for Easter. Might know someone interested in the event position for the city. Linda, art class going well. Becca, working with the youth art classes. Susan, the roof, a lot of volunteer work, giving out Jersey Boys tickets, keep spreading the word of the new theater. And next board meeting, April 2nd, 5:30, community building. That was it.
Here we are.
Can someone approve the minutes?
I approve the minutes.
I second them.
Okay, thank
I
you.
I have notes about Jordana from that one.
Do you? What is it?
It just says Jordana Youth Theater. This is notes that Carrie Lynn left.
It's okay. Don't put it in.
Oh, that should have been the time before that.
Yeah.
No, you left early until I just had to finish taking notes. Yeah.
In March?
Yeah.
Jordana's not doing these.
Yeah, don't. Let's not.
Okay,
it's
thank you.
It's changing. Yeah. Okay, so first of all.
You did. That was for February.
Okay,
first of all, I want to introduce our new theater person. And this is Heidi.
Hi.
And she's amazing. And we've met and talked, and she's got things well under control already. And so I'm very grateful. Because I don't know if I told you last time, but Jordana had asked to step down.
She was not being able to make it work with her.
Yeah,
kids.
She's got two little kids, and she works full time, and you know, it just didn't work.
Just too much.
That's
just
crazy.
Too much, yeah.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, we've all been there. So
I gave birth to a child in the middle of directing 40 teenagers and cats.
Oh my
so
God.
So I had a baby on my breast nursing while we were choreographing.
Wow.
It works. And I stuck the oldest one in the show.
One way to take care of it.
Okay, let me see who's excused so you can do that, Carrie Lynn. I think Elaine is always excused if she's not here. Her husband had a stroke, so she's a full-time caretaker. Doug, I haven't heard from, so Kelly is out of town, so she's excused. Becca will be here after her class. Susan is excused. She's out of town. Sarah's out of town. And that's it. Okay, so I don't really have a lot, I don't think, this time. I think everything's going pretty well. I haven't had any big stress other than we had the last weekend we had the songwriting workshop. Mm-hmm. It was Doug Pugh that did it, And it was awesome. He had a full house. He needs to do another one because he had a waiting list. And it went really well.
Great.
Yeah, so that was really cool. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just going to... What?
P-E-W.
He's John
Hughes'
son.
Yeah.
And he's really talented.
Yeah. I'd like to go around and have you guys introduce yourself to Heidi and tell her what you do, first of all.
Starting with me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Kathy Brooksby. I am the social media person, so Linda gets flyers for all of the little things, and I put them on Facebook and Instagram, and then try to watch and make sure if anyone asks questions that I forward it to Shauna or whoever has the answers. I'm the also very involved with the Highland Choral Arts. I've been the treasurer and a lot of things, but I'm working on getting a new treasurer to take over. So.
and our choral arts is amazing. They're an amazing group. So when they have their concerts, if you can come, it will be amazing.
We'll get tickets for the art. We usually get tickets for the Arts Council and the City Council.
Yeah.
Complimentary tickets. So.
Okay.
I'm Carol Hadlock. I do the So-and-Sos, which is our quilt group, and that's why we're so excited about the
ramp,
because now they can pull their sewing machines up that ramp instead of
carrying them up the stairs.
We're so excited about that.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Lots of our stuff, we're really excited to have that ramp.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully they're going to release it, open up the fence in time.
Yeah, okay. I hope not.
When's
too
next
much
meeting?
Time,
the
but
20?
You never know.
21st.
First?
That's
oh, that's
May. That's in May.
Oh, that's May?
This is April 18th.
Oh, I can't add.
The 21st is...
Yeah. Can't add either, but...
Carrie Lynn.
I'm Carrie Lynn.
And we've known each other for how many years?
40. 40.
Really?
40.
Okay.
Not that old. 40.
Carrie Lynn's the one that sent out that email and said, help, we've got to replace Jordan.
She said, I've got someone great.
Yeah. She said, oh, I have somebody.
Heidi and I were in shows in Jackson Hole.
Wow.
Literally, at the Jackson Hole Playhouse.
1984, we did the
whole really?
And several shows.
We did a whole bunch of stuff.
So, but Heidi's all over television. She's in little commercials you'd see. Oh, she's done shows and films.
You can Google me on your phone.
She's
I'm
going to
do it.
Go ahead. She's directing Charlie Brown at the Cody Center right now. Anyway,
with Charlie Brown is 75 years old.
Oh, okay.
Snoopy is 74.
Okay.
And I believe that senior citizens have a lot to do other than... You know, sit and just watch Jeopardy.
Right.
So I took James Arrington. Do you guys know James Arrington?
Absolutely.
From Farley Family Reunion.
Absolutely.
I dragged him out of retirement and said,
did you?
The Lord wants you to do Charlie Brown. I prayed about it. I did. I called up a bunch of people. No, listen, I do. Everything I do with the Lord. And I called a bunch of guys. I called Reese Purser. I called Scott Brunson. And then I said, Lord, I need a Charlie Brown. And then I saw it, James Arrington.
Right there.
So I took him to lunch with his wife, and I said, this is what you're doing.
Okay.
And he's doing it.
That's yes. Awesome.
That is so exciting. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, as you know, I do the children's choir. She came to my concert in December.
It's amazing.
Right. I've seen that choir since before Highland Arts Council was involved. And it's just been... You know, the gift and the way it is just...
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Every one of these are a gift, I promise you.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Donna?
I'm Donna Cardin. I'm the Highland City Library Director. Mm-hmm. I'm not an official.
She's the best.
I just come to the meetings to...
She's the best library director we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. She's so helpful.
Do you have children's story time like you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I have grandkids, and guess what I'm doing tomorrow? We're doing baby yoga. Or we're doing story time and yoga or something at Harriman. I'm in Harriman, but... yeah, but when I'm here, and if I have a grandchild with me...
They have a nice little library in Harriman.
Yeah. Okay, Linda.
I'm Linda Littlefield. I teach the Children's After School Art Club. And I don't call it that. One of my mothers gets very concerned. What is this you're calling me? If I say art classes, she goes, what's that?
If you don't call it art club,
I don't call it after school art club. She gets very confused. So the children's after school art club on Mondays, and I do the website as far as posting things on it. That's about as good as I can get. I make the flyers that go onto the website and everywhere else around the sun.
Yep.
What else do I do? I guess that's it.
No, that's but we that's a lot. We keep her very, yeah, we keep her very busy. Mm-hmm. Very busy.
Yes. So also to me, my name is Heidi Mendez. That's my professional name.
Mendez.
Okay. Hablo español perfectamente bien. So you get your diversity check in the box.
Got it.
With me. Okay.
There we go. Got it.
Yeah.
Chemistry came
as well. Do you?
No.
Ooh, I can do that. That would be. That's fun. That is really fun. Cabeza, cara, hombros, pies, hombros. you can tell I'm a grandmother of six. Mm-hmm. So I had my stint in Hollywood for 5 years. So I have an international movie database, IMDb. So if you put in Heidi Mendez, IMDb, it'll come up. Hallmark movies, some movies that you should not watch. My scene was G-rated, but the movie... It was terrible. You know, what I did was perfectly fine and temple-worthy, but the rest of the movie, you don't want to watch it. I did national commercials. I did the Consumer Cellular in the dog park years ago. Then you might go, oh, she looks familiar. Anyway, but I am directing Charlie Brown at the Covey Center. We have a dress rehearsal on next Wednesday, and we open on Thursday, and we run April 10th through May 3rd. Do come. I wish I could give out comp tickets to all of you, but I can't. Tickets are $18 for seniors, $20 for adults. It's not, you know, it's what it is. It's magical. It's the tiny 88-seat theater. It's the Brenton Black Box. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have James Arrington, Jane Luke playing Snoopy, Rosanna Weeks from Sundance, who also sang with a Mormon Tap, playing Lucy, above all things. And Nolan Goodwin from Young Ambassadors, who toured with Carrie Lynn. Mm-hmm. And he actually also met Mother Teresa. All these people. Well, the youngest is Peggy Whitt. And Pat Debenham, who at BYU ran the
dance program
at BYU in the 80s. This is all AARP Medicare cast.
Really fun.
And they are so cute and so wonderful. And come and see this.
What are the dates again?
April 10th through May 3rd. And we do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Mm-hmm. Monday, Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss it. It's a theatrical happening. And not because I'm doing it, but because it's something the Lord wanted to be done. And so I will share part of my patriarchal blessing. I did bring it. Go forward from this blessing, Heidi, confident in the love of the Lord, confident in the great talents with which He has blessed you, confident that you can develop them into useful tools in His hands for His purposes, which I dedicate to you.
Yeah.
So that is my agenda. And so I auditioned at the Hale. I did mm-hmm. Adam's Family. I was Grandma.
That's why you look familiar to me.
Her sister.
I feel like I've seen you somewhere.
That's well, you either you might have seen me or you might have seen my British counterpart.
Mm-hmm.
And, she was British and I did a New York-y kind of a thing. So we were, and her name was Heidi, too. I auditioned for Sister Act, and I didn't get in, and I was really bummed out. I didn't even get a call back.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this beautiful little, I wish I had it on here, where this little girl has a teddy bear, and Jesus has a giant teddy bear in the back. And she's going, oh, but I love this. You know, she doesn't want to give it up. She goes, oh, but I have something better. And that's how I feel about Into the Woods, that this is better.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I need to be.
It's where you needed to be.
This is where I need to be.
Right there.
Yeah. That
couldn't have happened without you. So good.
Yeah, we're very blessed to have her.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I've directed and choreographed over 75 shows. In my lifetime, I had my own theater company in Spain. Been there, done that, and I love working with teens. Adults can be difficult. No,
about senior adults.
The thing is, you have seasoned seniors, and a good friend of ours, Vicki Garnick, I told her, I said, I'm having a little difficulty because I'm used to directing teenagers. With all the energy, and we just do it. She goes, Heidi, 90% is casting the show right, and the other 90% is egos. So I go, oh, okay, I got to remember that. You know, because kids are just, you know, they're just there to have a great time. And, you know, you find a place for each one of them to shine. So I talked to the choreographer of last year, who wanted to do it this year. And I said, the way I work, I'm a director choreographer. I've been dancing since I was 5 years old. What I do is when I need help, I grab a kid who's in dance class and I go, okay, you have 2/8, make up something. So I actually teach them to do it themselves. See, I'm also an educator. Mm-hmm. I have 2 teaching certificates in Utah that have expired in theater and Spanish. Mm-hmm. So I am an educator, even though I'm also a professional actor, director, and, you know, all of that. And I had a nonprofit that rescued juvie kids through the writing and performing of their stories. So I've worked with... Mm-hmm. You know, kids with stuff going on. So I have
stuff. And now we have a book that stuff can happen with the rest.
Stuff happens. And that's me. And as far as Into the Woods, when there it is.
I sent that out yesterday to all my choirs.
Okay. Thank you. I was going to say, you guys advertise this every place you can, because
you can probably come up with a Google form so people can just sign up.
I did have someone text me today
and
ask me what they needed to do to sign up. And so hopefully starting to get out.
And I like inviting other people into the playground to play. Like the art teacher was downstairs painting, and I asked her, I said, hey, what about, would you like to make some trees or leaves or something? Mm-hmm. You're talking about quilts. Mm-hmm. Are there any quilts that have that foresty or woods motif? Mm-hmm. Or maybe birds, or maybe, I don't know, that we could hang. I'm very open to that. Mm-hmm. I don't just play in my own playground. I like to see, what else are you doing? Okay. And let's do it together, you know. And for social media, you know, we can interview people and have a one-minute thing with, I'm playing this, I'm playing that, I'm playing that, Into the Woods or something.
Yeah.
Do a little one-minute video that we all send to families and friends and whatever.
The woods.
I couldn't hear what you said. What'd you say?
She said that would boost the just getting the word out.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, about your social media, because then if they know their kids are on, or their grandkids, or your friends, they're going to come to you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And we're going to do it here instead of at the school.
Yeah,
she loved this space.
Oh. I just don't like cold auditoriums.
Well, and that's going to save us a lot. We're going to be able to do some better other things.
Mm-hmm.
And this room has... Listen to this.
I know.
Right?
Can you hear it? Oh, my God. This is
great.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you will have... And what we do is that we fill it up, and the minute there's empty seats, we take those chairs out. And it will always look like a full house.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I believe in giving them a full house. Mm-hmm. I also was thinking that because it's such a flexible space, the show can be done within people. Like some of the characters might be sitting in the audience at one point, and then they come alive, and you know. So
it's going to be fun.
If you have come up with some kind of a link that you want people to sign up on, a form, I would put that on the Facebook.
You don't ask me.
You couldn't make a form?
A form I could do.
You can do a Google Doc, and then when they fill it out, it just turns into a spreadsheet. Or a Google form, maybe.
But if you made the form and sent it to you, could you do it?
Yeah, if I had a link. I just need a link to put
it. Don't ask me about links.
Yeah, it's pretty simple to do. Let me
looking, okay, and because I had a friend who did one that she made it like when you go to fill it out, it's like a survey.
This is what I have on my website.
And then it puts it on a spreadsheet.
Somebody did it for me, but it's just a Google form, and then it literally they fill it out, and
then you get the information.
And I get maybe it's just children.
Can I kind of copy what you have and do it sort because you're asking what age, name?
Let me look at it. It should be simple to do. It should be simple to do. I think I can figure it out, and then I think I can come up with a link.
Okay.
So let me work on that.
Okay.
Yeah, because technologically, I'm like,
not
good at all.
If you wanted to come in the library sometime, I wish I could help you.
Okay,
that would be great. That
would be great. Well, I'm excited about this. I think it's going to be great. We just got to get out there. And I think Jordana has the list of previous kids. I need to call her and see if we can get that from her.
I have changed the age, though.
Yes.
I have.
The ages are 11 to 18.
Yeah. Oh, I had that.
What
one
was it before?
Eight.
Oh,
okay. I have 11 on the fire.
Yeah, 11.
Yeah.
Get more teenagers that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, teenagers don't want to be with 8-year-olds.
No. I think if you do middle school and high school, you're okay.
Yeah.
But
not the little.
Well, we don't necessarily have a play that would use a lot of little ones anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't know if you guys have heard that Brenda that took Robin's place.
Wait, who what?
Who? Brenda,
the event coordinator at
the CD, has stepped down, and so they're looking. I don't think they've hired anybody yet.
No, they have. I sat in him on the interviews. I think you'll like her.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's cute and
yeah, lovely.
She's a city. What does she do? Event coordinator.
Event coordinator. Yeah.
Oh, good.
When I think I better not give it out because it's not publicly announced.
When is she going to start?
I'm hoping soon. Because we interviewed her more than a week ago.
Awesome. Good.
And she has some good experience. I think you like her.
Okay. Corinne, who used to be it at one time, called me, and she's going to do the Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, they recruited her to do it because they didn't think the new person.
Yeah, they weren't sure they were going to get anybody hired that quick.
What's
so
her name? Corinne.
And she's been calling me and talking about what we're going to do. I've talked to Kelly. Kelly is trying to find cookies, the cheapest. We're going to have to buy them because...
Can we get a donation?
I thought she got some. She still has it? Okay.
She tried. She went to Macy's. They wouldn't do it. They're hard. They're hard to get a donation out of.
Walmart might be an option.
She's been to Smith. She's been all over.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's out of town right now. But when she gets back, we'll get together. And I told her just to go with whatever was the best price that she could come up with. And she'll get tablecloths. And I will need helpers over at the park that morning.
And what time do we need to be there that morning?
I think it starts at 9:30, doesn't it, Donna? 9 o'clock. It starts at
9 a.m. is when
it said 9 a.m.
Oh, so we're going to have to be over there by 8:30.
Oh, okay. That's earlier.
That's earlier.
Yeah, they're starting at a half hour earlier than they usually do.
Well, little kids are up at 7.
Yeah.
I think the idea was that they were going to try to have some activities before the actual hunt. And then do the hunt.
Okay.
That way
can kind of stretch
and
it out
they,
a little
and
bit
then
because
they
before it was like if you were
10 minutes,
you missed
well,
it.
Well, then they can come and get their cookies.
Let me write down the date again.
The 19th.
the 19th. So that's just the day before Easter.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't do it.
So I can do it.
Yeah.
I should
I'll
be able
to come there. The,
I don't
anybody know. That can come and help is very
you
easy.
You know, it goes really fast.
It's
easier
to see.
Half an hour, they're over there decorated, their cookies and gone.
I don't think you'll be able to copy them.
I was going to try to copy and paste it.
How many cookies were you hoping to get?
I told her to order 400. I think that when Robin was there, she ordered 300 last time, and we ran out.
300
we ran out. Yeah, I think we had about 1,000 come last time.
So on this day, because I have a conflict with a board activity.
I don't expect you to be out there.
Okay, good.
So don't even volunteer.
On occasion, I like to get to my board activities. There's always conflicts with
it. Well, Linda's doing really well, but she still needs some recovery time.
Yeah.
Linda had a
congenitive heart failure.
Yeah,
I had an echo 2 weeks ago. That might be with my doctor last week. No, that was in this week. I guess the echo was, anyway, everything's going well. So I grew from 25% heart to 39% heart function, thank you, to 39%.
That's great.
So, and 50% is considered active. I mean, considered normal. I'm going,
wow.
How can 50% heart function be normal? But it is. Mm-hmm. I think if I grow as much this time as I did last time,
you'll
be back.
We're going to be rocking and rolling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so it's coming.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. It's coming.
Well. Okay. Yeah, we don't expect you to do anything like that. You just stay home and make flyers.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to get to my ward activity if I can. And they always have it the same day. It just blows my mind. But anyway. Yeah.
Well, this goes really fast. And Kelly was going to see if she could get Troy Stott
mm-hmm.
to help.
Oh,
because
Troy,
he always comes and does it.
What would he do?
Helps them dip with the cookies.
Oh, does he?
Uh-huh.
That's cute.
Yeah, he's really cute with them. He
do you remember
gets right into it.
What's his sister's name?
Jennifer Madsen.
Yeah, Jennifer Madsen.
Oh, yeah.
That's his sister.
Yeah.
Troy's sister is Jennifer Madsen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jennifer Madsen, whatever her new name is.
Well, anyway, Kelly was going to call him and see if he would come and help us. So I think it should go pretty fast. That's a pretty simple one, actually. That's a pretty simple activity. Then we have the city open house coming up in May. Donna, do you know what date that
is?
It's
the 14th.
May 14th?
Uh-huh.
So it's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
It usually is a Wednesday.
Open house.
Yeah, is it an evening? Yeah.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be great if we sang Into the Woods then?
Oh,
May 14th. I have it on my calendar, yeah.
But if we had somebody, if we had our flyer and somebody singing, and I don't know, as a promo.
We could do that. We're going to do a booth for Hale Theater too.
Auditions.
Who's going to man that one?
I will. We'll just have it right by ours.
Okay.
There's one more piece of information you might not have. They're considering moving it to the new park.
Outside?
What new park?
Right across the street.
The one by
the All Abilities Park right over here.
Oh, the
in the pavilion or what?
You just set up, you know, canopies and stuff.
Oh, I hate walking on grass. Okay.
Well, you're
and
not
is it,
coming.
Is it 5 p.m.?
I am
you
too.
Are coming. Oh, yeah, you've got to come to that one. I'm thinking the Easter egg.
No, I already know. I'm doing the math. I've got the
Counter
house.
Yeah, she's
for
got...
the open house is what you're
for the open house, yeah. So I don't know if that's what they're doing.
For sure.
In the meeting on Monday. But it sounds like they're moving that direction if the weather's good. And then they would have it in the council chambers.
I think it's going to be confusing because...
If the weather's not good.
Okay.
As a backup place.
Okay. Well, we'll get you there, Linda. We'll just...
I don't get along.
Between Roger and I, we'll get you there. If we sit you down in your chair...
Yeah, just sit me down in my chair.
Then you'll be...
I have a question about the Easter activity. I'm sorry to go back.
Okay.
What age groups come to do the cookies?
Oh,
usually the littler ones.
The littles?
Yeah.
Does it say on here any ages or anything?
I don't think so.
It does. It never has ages on it.
I don't think it ever has ages. But just the little ones.
What they do is they...
Do any teenagers ever come because they get to eat the cookies?
They separate the egg hunting into age groups.
Yeah.
So they do have an age group that's...
So like under three and...
So they do have 12 and older or not really?
I think so, but they don't really...
No, they don't.
Because I'd like them to have... I'd like the flyer to be at that activity.
Oh, yes.
For mothers who have older kids.
Right.
Oh, I have my little here doing a cookie, but my middle schooler would love to do this.
So maybe I'd love to have these flyers there, so
that mothers can just go, oh, this is interesting for my older kids who's at home playing video games
right now. Can you make these half sheets?
I knew you were going to ask that.
because we're going to hand them out.
Yeah, I understand. As soon as she said that, I knew you were going to say
that.
I
knew that was going to happen.
Actually, you just next tell, did you make it in Word? Where did you make it in?
In Publisher.
Yeah, you just tell it to print 4 to a page, and then you have quarter
sheets. No, 2 to a page, not 4.
I tell Publisher to print 2 to a page?
Yeah.
That's all I have to do. I don't have to recreate that.
No.
Oh, Linda, you're causing yourself too much work.
I can tell you 5 years later.
I love that.
Options, it says, you know,
she's so good. You will use her a lot.
You have to make 2 copies of it. Like, make it and then put a page again, and right. Make another one. And then you tell it to print 2 to a page.
Mm-hmm. And it'll obey.
And then it will print 2.
Her mind looks
a little bit blown
right
now.
It might not be the right... Experiment.
Can she call you if she...
I'd be quicker doing that over here.
If you need to come and talk to me at the library sometime about it, I'll come and do a demo with you.
Yeah. Okay, I'll play with that. That one wasn't too hard to do to get through, so I might be able to
We can hand them out at both of those activities.
What both activities?
The open house and the Easter egg.
Because this is the 30th for auditions.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that's before May 30th.
Yeah.
We should be handing these out. Mm-hmm. And possibly you need my phone number.
Put your phone number on it?
We have
Shauna's, but I don't want her over. I mean, you know.
Okay.
I mean, that's fine. If you want all these mothers calling you, that's fine. But I think they should also have my phone number. Okay. 210, my Texas number. 210-240-6289.
I'm more than happy to let her take the phone calls.
So just take yours off and put hers on.
Yeah.
Call the director.
What's your last name?
Heidi Mendes.
I know, what's last name?
210-240-6289.
Because I think you're on our group text, and I just want to make sure I have your name to your number.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good, that would
I like it, so soft.
I know.
I can't spell.
Yes,
mechanical.
What did you
Shauna said that if you want to go to the library, she can show you how to make a Google form that kids could just sign up on. We could put a link on the website.
Okay.
They're really easy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come kids. With you. I'll come with you to this library appointment.
Yes.
They come ready. All you have to do is like put in what you want, and then you just take the link. You can send it to Kathy.
See if I come with you.
I can do Friday.
Friday?
Let's do Friday, because tomorrow I'm babysitting one of my granddaughters, we're going to baby you.
Friday. I'm going to go visit my mom.
Oh, sorry.
So the following Monday, though.
I substitute teach.
So?
I get out at 2:30.
What time tomorrow, Donna?
Tomorrow I could do it up until 1.
If I came in the morning, like at 11, you could show me. And then I can build this form or whatever and put it on our social sites.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that for me,
I will.
You'll buy her chocolate.
I will buy her.
I'll be volunteering me now.
And then on the flyer, it could just have the website and people could go right to that and sign up.
Okay,
put you on the website?
Don't.
All you have to do is put the link on there.
Oh, yeah, sure. I don't even know what that is.
Well,
yeah, me too.
You can put it on the...
I know how to do it on the social. Can I go to our website and put that on there, too?
Or put it on what?
What if we put it on our website?
Well, yeah, I do that all the time.
Then you just add it.
That would be great.
It's going to copy and paste the link, and it will
she'll show up.
Or we can make her a QR code to put up there.
Do you have this on the website, Linda?
Yes, I do. I can change it.
Because that then you don't have to have all these people calling. You can just have people signing up for an audition.
Mm-hmm. So what are we doing and who's doing it? Are we doing a QR code? Are we doing a link? It's not, these are all over my head.
I'm scared of
Kathy's going to figure out how to make the form, and she's going to have a link, and then I don't know what's happening.
I could make I could make a QR code, which is a picture out of it, and send it to you, and then you could put it up if you wanted.
Because that would be people. I've got a lot.
I don't. How do you copy the these? How do you?
So it's the putting on the website that she's freaking out on.
Yeah, that's what I'm freaking out
on. But I'm just like putting a picture on the website, and you know how to do that.
Well, I know how to do it in Publisher and put it on the website.
Yeah, I can do that.
It doesn't matter. You're basically just putting a link that people can click on.
I'm just gonna.
I don't want to do too.
So can you come at 11 with me?
When, tomorrow? What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Oh, no, I'll be here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we have Friends of Ours.
Friends of Ours tomorrow.
Okay, I'll put this down and I'll probably have to.
But how do I get. How do I receive the request for the audition? And
yeah, how does the form work? How does the information get sent on to you? You'll show me how to do that, right? So I need your email probably.
So do I put Heidi's phone number still on there?
Yes. Put her number on here and take Shauna's off.
Take her off.
Now, to make a Google form, you have to have a Google account. Which Google account do we use?
DramaMom3Boys@gmail.com.
But I would need like to log in.
So she needs
our
to do that.
Council have a Google.
You could. We could create one. I mean, they're free. We could just create a Gmail account
Into the Woods. But how do I
For the Arts Council?
Yeah,
and
you
then
can do that.
You could do HCAC. @gmail.com or something like that.
I have a Gmail.
For the Arts Council?
Yeah.
Let's use that.
Then that's what we need.
That's what we should
do. But then that's where everything will go.
And
so
then
you can be able to log in.
I need to have access.
So we could make a new one so that you.
Let's just make a new one because it's really old and I.
Yeah. And in that case, just use my Drama Mom 3Boys.
Well, I think you'll want a separate one.
No, because I don't use that one at all. Ever.
Okay.
I use my Mac.com.
Sounds good.
This so Drama Mom 3Boys
@gmail.com so they can email me for an appointment there.
Okay. When am I going to get this link thing so I know when to make these half pages?
Well, the half pages is for the Easter egg hunt,
right?
To pass them out.
We need
to
pass them
out. No, it's for Into the Woods to pass out at the Easter egg hunt.
But we're passing those flyers out at the Easter egg hunt, so she
needs
to print them.
Oh, yeah.
They need to be printed. And
well, I know that, but if I'm going to put a.
But what she does usually, she prints a master off, and then I go get it.
Right.
Make the copies.
But what do I need to. If I need to put. But putting a QR code on a piece of paper is not going to work.
Yeah, put the QR code on the flyer, and then
they
take it and
that's,
scan
okay,
it.
That's
what
I'm asking. When do I get the QR code or whatever?
After we're done tomorrow.
Don't
I will get the QR code.
QR code. They're going to do that at the
and I'll get the
tomorrow.
QR code to you.
I just want to say that I'm really proud of this.
Are we coming into the 21st century?
They are.
See,
there
I do
are
a lot
amazing.
Of things similar things with my husband. I do a lot of that sort of stuff for the choir. It's more my husband and Ben Hamley, so I want to learn it better. Anyway.
Yeah, you should learn it better.
Because I'm going to want to get this started in my spare time. And I do that.
Yeah,
we
did
these early, so it seemed better. It was off my plate.
Well, I'm going to meet her at 11.
Right.
And
right.
As soon as I get it, I'll get it to you.
Right, okay.
And I'm hoping to be done with all this before 1, when
so
I go sewing.
So
I've been
thinking of the info that she's going to want, like parent email, parent phone number, age.
Well, tell me what I need to put on there now.
You probably just want name, address, parent email, parent phone number, oh, parent name. I'll text you.
Text me all that. That'd be great. And then I'll have that list so we can put it in our Google form. See? Hi. How many of us are involved? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we got it all. Almost all of us are here.
Okay, so tomorrow is Friends of Art, mm-hmm. and we're having a really fun activity. We're having me. They get me tomorrow. We're gonna talk about the art show and what's required and what they need to do to their pictures. And
I have it on here to see the website. I have the art show and the city newsletter. Did not get in the newsletter. I was disappointed. I guess you ran out of room.
Yeah.
But it's on the bottom of this.
Okay.
Now, did you need anything else besides the sandwiches? Do you want me to get...
I got chips, and I made cakes today.
At what time is this Friends of Art thing?
10 o'clock.
Okay, so just the sandwiches.
Just the sandwiches.
I make sure to be home.
From what time to what time?
10 till about noon. We have a program for about an hour, and then we have lunch, and they stay and visit. Get to know each other and... I hope I got enough sandwiches. I only ordered 30.
Okay.
They can share.
Where are you getting? They're little. They're like a 3-inch.
Where are you getting sandwiches?
Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's.
Oh yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got it, and we've got plenty of water still.
If I get in a little
earlier, we've got water, Roger.
Okay, like sometime between 10:30 and 11. I have an appointment at 10. I'm supposed to go to 10:30. And it's just down the street, so I'll just come straight over. Okay.
Thank you for doing
that. We'll get it.
No, I said we got water. We don't have to go get any. We got water. We got my hubby downstairs. Mm-hmm. We got plenty. So I think we're good.
Okay.
Do we need to go around? Does anybody? Okay, let's go around quickly.
I don't have anything else to report right now.
Just at our quilt group, it was just so amazing because there was about 5 people there that came and said, if I didn't have this quilt thing, I would never have a time to get out and to do anything. One lady, her husband is on a ventilator, and so she has to get somebody to come and she can run for 2 hours. And another one, her husband has Parkinson's. And it was just kind of an amazing one because there were so many of them who were just saying, this is my only out. I really appreciate it. So the city, thank you.
We do have that senior citizen
center
thing. And if you run across people like that, it's
the second year support group. Thursday of the month.
Yeah. So
it's every month.
Second Thursday. And I have a nurse that runs the program.
So that would be good, but what they're saying is I can't get away because I have to do this with my husband.
I know. 7.
But if she could, I'll give them that message.
Okay. The nurse that comes is a hospice. She's head of the hospice, and she will arrange for them to have somebody.
Oh, okay. I'll let them know.
Yeah, so she is awesome.
Here, can you support group?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And they serve lunch.
Yeah, we have lunch. They have a short little help program, and then have lunch and they visit.
It was just a surprise because there were just so many of them this time.
Yeah.
How many quilters do you have?
There's 19. That came.
Do any of your quilters, would they be interested? I'm just getting a moment.
Uh-huh.
Jack's vest could be patchwork. The skirts on the baker's wife could be a quilt. I'm just thinking costumes. I'm just
saying pressure. That doesn't sound like
But I'm not pressuring. I'm just saying.
But if they would want
to, we can go with quilt as the whole work of the show. I'm just throwing that out there.
For this show?
Yeah, for Into the Woods. Because
that's
it's,
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So it's just a very out-of-the-box creative thing.
That would be fun.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay,
Carrie Lynn?
We're getting ready for a concert. Dress rehearsal is this month. So things are coming up quick. Our concert's on May 3rd. So our rehearsal's on the 22nd, I think.
Okay. Are you Are you not using the building after that, then? After
no, we are. We still have, we have a service concert that next Tuesday, but then we have a, we have another music workshop during our regular rehearsal time that following week.
So when's your last?
I think the 20th
is the
last
of April or May.
But I think on that day we're going to try and be at the park if it's nice weather. If not, we'll be over here.
Right, so we're going to stop putting you on this.
You can start after May is over, so nothing for June.
Oh, that's normal summer stuff.
Yeah, just normal summer stuff. But I was going to ask you, Shauna, if you were able to get any information about the thermometer, about the temperature.
I can tell you that we turned it on, and it blew cool air.
Well, okay.
It cooled way down.
Try
but then it
didn't
stay. Like the way my husband said it appeared is that the AC was simply just not turned on.
Well, I turned it on to
so we could get fans, right?
And I turned it on.
I know, but they have to do something to the
unit itself.
Yeah.
To power
and
off.
So hopefully they've done that.
Okay.
So try
okay,
it.
Okay, good. I'll try. It was so miserable.
Yeah.
It, when I got in here, it was blowing hot air.
Well,
so no wonder you were dying of
well,
anything.
Well, I turned it to the air conditioning and turned it down. But I
it
feel
probably.
Like they have a thing where it automatically sets at a certain time.
The time and changed, but back up hot.
Because
we turned it down to AC also.
Back, and you know how like in your homes it'll say hold until
right, until
o'clock,
a certain time.
And then it switches back. But
yeah.
I felt like it was frozen. It wouldn't, even when I turned it down, it would not.
It wouldn't change.
It wouldn't do anything.
Well, it changed for us, and we were able to change the temperature.
Okay.
But we still ended up having to use the
windows. They may have come and done whatever they do.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try it again.
Yeah, so let me know.
Okay, I will.
We didn't have any problem last night.
Okay, thank you. Oh, yeah.
Not at all.
We didn't come.
But you weren't here, so.
Spring break, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. But also, it wasn't hot yesterday.
There is one thing. My key wasn't working, but this is the second time when I've come and they didn't have a children's choir before us, and I can get the cover off just fine without unlocking the padlock.
Mm.
What do you mean?
Piano cover.
You can get it.
I can get the piano cover clear off so we can use the piano just fine without unlocking the padlock.
Oh, you didn't unlock the... You don't
my key didn't work.
Oh, it
turns out it does work. Annalisa has a key also.
Oh.
And it turns out I just mislabeled my keys.
Oh.
And now I have it right.
Okay.
I have a storage unit and a piano key, and I put the sticker on the wrong keys.
Oh, okay. So it all worked out.
So I checked it when I came tonight, and it works.
One
but I'm just saying,
one thing about the
it,
key.
The way it locks, it's possible to get it off without unlocking the key, because I did. I've done it twice now.
I think somebody else has, too.
Yeah.
But they are going to change. You know, we have Kissy, the Kissy
mm-hmm.
Access,
okay.
to get in. They're looking for a new company because... They've had so much trouble with it. So
yeah,
it is going to change. And what they told me is they're going to put new doors on when they get the construction done.
Okay.
So will it be the kind of thing where we can unlock and keep unlocked
during our
doors, during our rehearsal?
I don't know.
Because that's the biggest issue.
Well, I don't think they know that yet till they find the company first.
Okay. Maybe you could just mention that's the big issue.
Like we gotta,
you can't
okay.
have a door that... is open and then
right.
the whole rest
right.
of the year.
What they have at the park for theater is a code. And when you have actors, we're all given a code to get in.
Yeah, but if you have 100 children, that won't work. You have to be able to unlock the door and leave it unlocked from 3
yeah,
to
right.
7 or whatever.
We did have that at one time,
and
then that
didn't
work either.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, they're looking for a new option. So.
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
yeah.
Which means anyone can be
anyone can figure out.
Anyway,
yeah.
I think that's all I have.
Do you have a concert on May 5th?
I do.
May
3rd. I do need Linda a flyer, so I'll send you that info.
What time on May 3rd?
It's at 1:45 and 5:45. It's at 2 and 6, but we have
I love
three.
It.
1:45 and what?
5:45. It's at 2 and at 6.
But they have
pre-shows,
right.
Prior.
Pre-show. What do you want this new flyer to look like?
I'll email you, okay?
Okay.
Email Linda.
And then
but I'd love to have that, you know, sometime within the next week or so, if you have time, so I can
I just,
get it
yeah, just you need the info, email from Carrie Lynn.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then you need to let us know, both of you, if you need help with your tickets.
I definitely am going to need help.
Table.
I'm definitely
so.
Going to need help, like I did last time.
Okay.
This is such a help. Even if someone can just help for one of the concerts, they can just come. for that first 45 minutes or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's helpful.
Yeah.
I can help.
You're so awesome.
Oh, I love you.
I'm going to have the whole cast of Charlie Brown to the 1:45 concert.
Okay.
It's our closing night that night. And you say, we're going to go to Caribbean.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay, let's see. Donna?
Okay, so the big thing that's going on in the library is starting Monday. We're going to start the service where you can request a book at Highland from America's Worker Pleasant Grove and have it be shipped to Highland.
Oh, we haven't done that before.
No, we haven't.
Oh, I didn't
and
know
then
that.
You can return American Fork from the Grove book to Highland and take it back to the library.
Okay, that'd be good.
Yes, and this starts on Monday. We hope it goes smoothly. Anyway, we're combining Havelock's with those other two libraries, so you can look up a book and say, I want it delivered to this library.
Mm.
And along with this, we're doing away with overdue fines.
You're doing what?
No overdue fines.
Oh.
Because the other two libraries had already gotten rid of their overdue fines. So, no overdue fines.
Okay. Wow, that's good.
Anyway, that's been taking up all of my
I imagine it has.
Getting ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's a lot
plus,
of that.
We had a fun fairy tale ball. It was super
was
fun.
Was it fun?
It was fun. It was delightful. And it filled up. Both sessions were completely full.
That's great.
That's fun.
We had a fairy tale ball on two Saturdays ago. It was with Alice in Wonderland. And it was super fun.
That's fun.
That sounds fun.
And it went really well.
Okay, Linda, have we driven you in that chair?
She's close. No.
In the back of my mind, and sometimes in the middle of it, is the Highland City Historical Society situation.
Oh, do you want me to tell you about that? Because I forgot to talk about that.
Okay. Well, I don't have any information for anything for the website, and we don't know where to how to post this website. We need a free website, right? Does anybody know how to get a free website?
I've already talked to her about that, and she's contacted the same place that Phoebe set up that website.
Okay.
And I don't know what she's done from there. We did have that meeting on the 15th.
Did you go to that? She have a
Yes.
Turnout?
Yeah, she had a good turnout.
Oh,
and
good.
We have decided to do a partnership to try to come up with a plan to get a new building.
That one's going to work.
Good. And, but they, in the newsletter, she called me the other night, she said the mayor put the wrong information in the newsletter, and he said that we were going to do our events together, and we're not.
Mm-hmm.
We're not. So when you read that in the newsletter, that's not the case. We're just making a committee to figure out
a building.
Well, Donna, you have the
feasibility study plans for an arts building. So
yeah. So we're
that's for the Historical Society? That
it's for
building?
Us.
For us.
For us and them.
And them combined.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Then
maybe we can have a key to the building.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. You know, the ideal thing would be if we could get that Strasburg building, because the church is not using it anymore.
It's a mission home.
Yeah, they've turned it into
a mission home.
They have?
Yeah.
Yep. It's got the
turned it into the
Saratoga
well,
Springs.
Let me share that then.
Okay. It would be a great arts building.
It would be perfect. I was in there and I went, oh, we could, because it even has a stage and everything. It's, you know,
yeah.
And it has a lot of classrooms.
That's true.
But
right about that.
So now we're not going to be able to get that.
Well,
I guess.
I don't know how much.
It could be temporary.
It could be a temporary thing. Yeah.
You can call the church. They have someone over because there was a time.
Well, she's been
there. I know someone else that was trying to buy that building, and I just called up and spoke to their person over.
She's been in contact with them.
Okay, perfect.
So. Yeah.
All I'm saying is if you want my grandson to start building a website, we need the information for it.
Oh, we don't. Okay. I'll call her and find out.
And I don't know how you build a website if you don't have a place you're putting it. I know nothing about this stuff.
There's places where you can host websites online.
Yeah.
You can either pay for one or do a free one.
Her name is Claudia Sedwicks.
Right. That's right.
Google page where they say Google.
So we need to just get any information she wants in this website.
Yeah.
And I need a copy of her folder.
Is that okay?
All present.
Okay. Okay. She had a pretty good.
She did. I saw that.
Yeah.
However she made that worked out well.
Yeah, she did a really nice job of that meeting.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, they had refreshments and they had a pretty good turnout. I was surprised that many people came.
I think if they had a community, I mean, if we had a nice community building here, I bet it would be all.
Oh yeah.
All the time.
Uh huh. I think so too.
We're so starved for community venues that people can gather in.
Yeah.
Really rough.
Yeah.
You need to sit down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good to have a tech rehearsal tonight. So,
thank you so much.
Joined at the Cubby Center. Nice to meet you all. You're just wonderful. And look at all you're doing for your community. And this is great.
It is great.
Yeah.
It is so wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
We will be seeing each other a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. So, I don't know. Is there anything I missed?
Yeah.
I can't believe we could be done in an hour. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, then I propose that we adjourn.
I second. Oh, go ahead. Linda's going to second it.
I'll second it.
I seconded something else. You can have this one.
Okay. I was telling Shauna that when she moved here from California, or I can't remember,